Well, praise the Lord. Everybody get your Bibles out this morning. Amen. Well, thank you, Brother Dean. How many of y'all enjoying life today? Praise God. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? You can get off the... Amen. Oh, I feel like I'm talking from... Okay. Everybody open your Bibles to Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 10. Verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. When you got it, say, I got it. I'm waiting. There's a nice lady. Yeah, you kids can go back to children's church if y'all want to. If you want to stay here, it's probably somebody to laugh at later on. All right. All right, everybody say, so... Everybody look at me and say, so what? Okay, I want you to say, all right, you're right. So I say, so then, faith. Everybody shout out the word faith. Cometh. Look at somebody and say, faith comes. Look at the visitor this morning. Tell them all at once and make them feel real comfortable this morning. And say, faith comes. If faith comes, that means faith has the ability to do what? It also has the ability to go, doesn't it? So we can be in faith and we can be out of faith. But what I want to talk about this morning is that faith comes. When you need something to happen before a miracle comes, what needs to come to you? Faith. So everybody go like this. Faith comes. Now, Leroy Thompson said something really funny or really neat. He said God had given him a message or a word. And that word that God had given him was, money cometh to me right now. And he was saying that, and all over the body of Christ, people were saying those things. Can you hear me? Want me to turn them up? Okay. So, but I want to say this, before money can come, and before anything like that that you need can come, you got to realize that faith needs to come. So everybody shout out, faith comes to me right now. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So somebody say, faith cometh to me right now. So many people wait for money. So many people wait for so many of those other things. Listen, God can get what he wants to get done in your life, whether your money shows up or not. I believe it'll come. You know, I believe things get better. But you can have exactly what you need from God by faith. So look at somebody and say, faith cometh to me right now. It says this now, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So there's one way that faith can come to you. You need faith to come. In different situations in your life, the thing that's going to change, bring about a change in your life, is faith. We give up without faith. When we lose hope, we lose confidence, and people quit and people give up. That's not what God wants you to have in your life. God wants you to be able to hold on and to believe and to trust. But you're not going to have that very important ingredient to life, faith, unless you start to listen. So better say, thank God. Faith comes. When nothing's happening in your life, when nothing's happening in your business, when nothing's happening in your family the way that you want it to, you need to call on faith. Say, I'm not going to worry about a thing, but I'm going to believe God before anything happens that faith will come to me. What do we need to happen this morning? We need faith to arise and we need faith to come. There is a process to things. Everything that God does, he does it by the spoken word. Amen. Then he brings about manifestation because we believe that word, right? So what God wants to do in your life, he's going to do it by faith. Whatever God's going to do for you this morning, if you need a breakthrough, if you need a miracle, amen, if you need healing in your body, if you need healing in your finance, if there's a situation that you need God to address, he's going to do it by faith. And you need to say this and get it right down in the core of your spirit. When I read that, I was editing another sermon and doing some other things, and that scripture was spoken in a whole nother message. And I read that thing, and I just got stuck right there. So then faith cometh. That feels good, doesn't it? You got to discern when faith comes, when you're in the faith, and whether you're out of the faith. There was one scripture in the Bible that says, listen, we're going to come and see whether you're still in the faith. Look at somebody and say, are you still in the faith? Are you still believing God? Are you still trusting God? God promises us things to us. God promises things to us. And every once in a while, we need to have faith inspections. Are you still believing God to do what he promised to do? If you're having difficulty believing the promises of God this morning, I want to let you know faith comes. Let's go back a little bit farther. Let's go to Romans chapter 10, verse 44. How shall they call on him and whom they have not believed? Now listen, calling on God means worship. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. If you got it. How then shall they call on him? Look at somebody and say, how can they call? Everybody wants to worship. Now, this word call means to worship, to magnify, or to pray, or to get to the heart of God. There are people that throw coins. Their prayer life is throwing like throwing coins in a wishing well. They don't know whether they'll be answered or not. It's just a little good luck charm. They might as well just shake a rabbit's foot or something else. But the life of the believer is different. When we call on God, we should believe that he hears us and that he's going to do something about it. So you've got to call on God. Somebody say, call on God. Praise the Lord this morning. See, I just don't like wasting a bunch of my words and getting out of it. If I'm going to pray, I'm going to pray to God and say, help. But many people don't call on God for help because they have no confidence that he's really there. So how can they call on God? Listen, there are going to be some situations in your life if you're living this life of faith, if you're walking on water, and sometimes you have to walk through some difficult situations in your life. And there are going to come some times in your life where there's only one thing you can do, and it's in the plan of God. God gets us at places to where somebody say the key to open the door to the next level or to cross over to the other side. Do you understand what I'm saying? Life is a bunch of stages, and it's a progression. We go from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Every once in a while in your life, you're going to get to a roadblock. You're going to get to a door that's locked. And there's only one way you're going to be able to get that door open. Guess how it's going to come open? By calling on the name of the Lord your God. There are certain situations in your life that are never going to change until you call on Jesus. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how much of the Holy Spirit you got abiding on the inside of you. I don't care what you've done in the past. You will always get to a next level where you're going to have to say, God, open the door and take me through to the other side. But you won't be able to call on God unless you believe. You'll say, faith comes by hearing. How many of you are at one of those stages in your life where you're going to have to call on God? Open the door. There are certain complexes that you go to. Some of them you want to run from, amen? But there are some apartment complexes you go to, and before you can even get on the parking lot, you got to push a little button and call that apartment that you know and say, can you let me in? That's the way it is with certain promises with God. You have to call on him and ask for entrance. So, how shall they call on him? And that word call means to pray, to ask, or to worship. I want you to know that true worship, say true worship, where believers, the Bible says, where they worship God in spirit and in truth. There's a level of worship and there's a level of love in God, but true worship comes from true and real believers. How many noticed that as you started to learn about the faith life, your worship improved? Used to go there and just sing songs like you were singing Christmas carols. We just get through the song services. You know, you could be singing all we're saying is give peace a chance, and there was no big difference to you. I was thinking about one song that we used to sing We were just so somewhat ignorant. Maybe y'all got better revelation than we do. You ever heard that song? I was thinking about my grandmother this morning. You know, she was so religious and so unbiblical. You know, but she taught us all that song, and we'd all sing it with emotion. We were good Methodist people. You know, we'd all sing it with emotion. Michael rolled the boat ashore. Hallelujah. And I can remember as kids, we'd all get real serious and sing that song with Grandma. Michael rowed. What Michael are they talking about in what boat? I thought we were singing a hymn. How many of you have ever sang that song? I came up and said, Michael's a big angel. Michael's an angel, you know, but what boat did he roll ashore? And we would all sing that song with such faith and such confidence. Hallelujah. And you couldn't talk while we were singing it. We were having family devotions. Michael rowed. Everybody say, the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Well, it's the same thing with a lot of people. They go and we sing songs, and just because it's sentimental, we think that it's a spiritual hymn. You got to get yourself in some situations to where songs start to mean something to you. Where you're not just babbling off words that somebody else wrote. Certain people saying, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. No, he's not for certain people. Listen, you got to be serious about what you believe and what you sing about. You got to believe in what you're singing. That's what I say, soul music. You see, people think, soul music. Let me tell you what soul music was all about. People believed and they had experience about what they were singing about. And I don't think there's any group of people that should be more, you know, soulish in their music. And soulish means with all of their emotions than true believers. So how shall they call or worship him with emotion or pray to him with ability to believe that they're going to be answered and whom they have not believed? So say your worship will improve when you believe God. Said, these people just get into it too much around here. I look at people around the room, you know, and some of these people, when they worship, you could just tell that it does. They'll get to a certain line in a song or a certain part of a song, and tears roll down their eyes. Why? They're singing about a part, an issue in their life or something. How will they be able to call or worship in whom they have not believed? Amen. And how should they believe on him whom they have not heard? There are certain people that don't believe God. Somebody say, don't believe on God. Well, they believe that he's around. They don't believe he'll do anything for them. There are a lot of people, they believe there was an historical Jesus, but they don't believe he will do anything for them. They don't believe that he is alive today. They believe possibly it could happen. But many people's faith and belief level is so low because they don't have the ability to listen. How many of you want faith to come? How many of you want faith to come and then your worship will improve and your prayer life will improve? Well, it will improve. Listen, faith comes by hearing. It says, how shall they believe if they haven't heard? There are certain people that are struggling in their faith because they don't know how to listen to the word of the Lord. You want faith to come, but you don't want to hear you don't want to go to a place and listen for it. You got to listen for when they call your number, when faith calls your number. So many people say, I'm just so weak. I feel like giving up. I feel like quitting. And the thing that gets me, when people get so discouraged in their faith, the first thing they do is they run from God. Well, run to the house of God. Run to the place where you can hear God and develop your faith. And then you can do something about it. How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? You've got to go someplace. If you want to know more about Jesus, you want to believe in Jesus more, listen. You've got to go to a place that's preaching him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Who are they talking about? Sometimes you hear people tell stories about, you know, about Jesus, and you say, well, when did that happen? Who is that? People get there, Jesus preached to them about Arts and Entertainment Channel, the historical Jesus. No, you need to go to people that have Jesus abiding on the inside of them by the power of the Holy Ghost. People that know him personally. You need to hear about someone that's walking with him on a day-to-day basis. I just didn't read about him in the Word, but I talked to him this morning. He walks with me. He talks with me. He leads me. He guides me. How will you believe on him whom you have not heard? We want people to believe about Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if I will be lifted up above from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Well, we want people to believe in God in our city, don't we? We want people to believe in God in our nation. But nobody wants to talk about Jesus. How are they going to believe in somebody they have not heard about? They need to tell it like it is. They need to tell everything that Jesus said. Tell everything that Jesus did. He died, he rose again, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he cast out devils. And it was he that said that in the last days there would be a group of people called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ that will have that same power abiding on the inside of them on greater levels. Do you know Jesus? He was a rough cut. Hallelujah. How will you believe on somebody that you have not heard about? So you got to go to the place and hear. If you want faith to come, you got to go and hear. How many of you know you need faith? How many of you know you need faith this morning? Faith can do anything. Listen, go to Mark. Now go to Matthew chapter 9. Faith is important and faith works. If you got a difficult situation, you need to say to yourself, I have an opportunity or a platform to see God perform. And he will. And when Jesus departed, hence, Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. This is what most of the people try to receive God. They try, you know, most of the people in the world, they don't want to worship God. They don't want to believe in God. They don't want to trust in God, but they want to have mercy of God. Oh, pray for my house. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my car. Pray for my son. Lord, have mercy on us. I'm going to stay in the club. I'm going to stay in the bar. I'm going to do everything I want to do. Just have mercy. Somebody help me and pray for me. I'll get it right. Somebody say mercy. Thank God for God's mercy and his grace. Amen. So these blind boys were down there crying. They said the only thing we've got, the only chance we've got is some mercy. And really, mercy is hilarious. When we find out what mercy is, you think that mercy, they were saying, Lord, pity me. Well, mercy is when you ask God not to give you what you really do deserve in a negative sense. So maybe they prayed the right thing. Really, we should all be big greasy spots by the way that we live. And when God, listen, God is a holy God, and we walk in mercy every day. Every day that we live in disobedience, every day that we live outside of God's perfect will for our life, I'm going to tell you what, it's mercy that keeps us protected. It's mercy. What they needed was grace, but they were religious. But they probably did pray for the right thing, amen? Most of the people in the world today that are breathing today that don't know Jesus, that are doing all kind of mess, they are, I'm going to tell you what, they are pulling on the power of God's mercy every day. Any man that doesn't know Jesus and follow it, and any man that does not know Jesus and is yet still breathing, God has worked a work of mercy over their life that morning. He remembers. He has not forgotten. It's not like your numbers at the bottom of the page. And he'll get to you sooner or later. He knows you every day. He knows exactly where everybody is, exactly what they're doing. He runs their account through every day. He said, that one's out there in the world. That one's out there in sin. This one's doing that. He could take them out right then and there. People think that God forgets about them. People think that God forgets about them, that God does not see what's going on, that they can get away with their stuff. No, God sees it all. He knows it all. And if he has not moved on those wicked deeds and on those actions, he's moved in the area of mercy. Let me say mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Every morning we wake up, There were things I'm sure that we all could have done today and things that we could have experienced. God wants us to live a life of perfection in His Word and in His will, walking in grace and walking in anointing. But we get so dense sometimes, and sometimes we mess things up. But His mercy allows us to keep going. Say mercy. It's when we don't get what we do, the judgment that we do deserve. What they really wanted was some grace. Grace was they were asking God to do something for them that they didn't deserve. So they said, Lord, have mercy on us. And before they even asked, they got it. Somebody say hallelujah. Not only did they receive mercy, they received grace. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto him, people get mad when people talk about this. Here's a blind man. Oh, feel sorry for him, Jesus. And Jesus said, listen, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yes, Lord. Before God will do anything for anybody, he wants to check out their faith level. He said, do you have enough faith that you can afford this miracle? They said, yes. Then he did what? Then touched he their eyes, saying, according. Somebody say, according to your faith, be it unto you. Well, listen, the life that you live, the things that you experience, the measure of success you experience, it's all according to your faith. So say, according to your faith. Isn't that scary? Look at somebody and say, you got exactly what you deserve. Say it one more time. You have exactly what you deserve. But you can fix that this morning. You can fix that because faith, somebody say, according to your faith, be it unto you. Well, why don't you get the faith of God by hearing the word of God? So when you come sitting in church like you're doing this morning, you're hearing the word of God. And this word of God that you hear, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God will meet you on the level of your hearing. Somebody say praise God this morning. Hallelujah. According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes, somebody say their eyes, were open. And Jesus straightly charged them. Don't let anybody know what happened. According to your faith, be it unto you. Now, if some things need to happen, you need to say, faith, come. Then faith will say to you, you come to church. You know, we want to say, faith, come to me, make me strong. Then faith say, come to the Bible in the morning. Open that Bible up and get in the Word of God. Some say, faith says, come. Then you can say, come. Faith says, I'll meet you someplace. I'll meet you at the point of your listening. Faith will meet you to the level of your listening. Do you know that? Your faith will meet you to the level of your listening. People that have great faith have great ears to hear the word of God. Say, faith is coming. And when I'm thinking about this faith, I'm going to shut up in just a moment. Some of your faith is working. Amen. And when I think about this faith, faith causes you to do what God wants you to do. Faith makes you obey God. And a lot of people don't obey God because they're just afraid. The root of all disobedience is fear. And if you have fear that you're not able to obey God, you need to hear the word more. You have to saturate yourself in the word of God. Listen, if I'm going to be obedient to do what God told me to do nations, church, and to do these things, and there's still more he wants me to do. But I'm not going to be able to do that without some form of faith. So So what do I got to do? I constantly got to hear God. I've got to be in the Word to hear God so that my lifestyle and the things that I do will match my hearing. If you're not doing anything for the Lord, whether you realize it or not, guess what? You are dull of hearing. The children of Israel were considered dull of hearing and stiff-necked people because they had an assignment on their life. God wanted to use them as an example to the entire world. But they were so stuck in their own stuff. So if you just hear the word with your heart, something will happen within you. You will develop faith. And that faith will cause you to believe God and to step out and do what He wants you to do. Isn't this good this morning? And how shall they believe in Him? Listen, how shall they call on Him on whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a what? I just don't like to go to church. I just read it myself. Well, you can. It's important. But circle that word. Say it's in the Bible. In the New Testament, it says, how shall they hear without a preacher? And that doesn't mean any old kind of preacher. Didn't say speaker. It said preacher. I like preachers. We teach. You know, I can teach sometimes, but those preachers, they hear from heaven, they hear from God, and they tell you. They don't tell you how to do it. They just say, you need to do this. How will you be able to hear without a preacher sent from God? Write that word down, preacher. We you know, you can't just go to some Bible school and call yourself a preacher. You can be a nice little speaker and relay the message that you heard in Bible school, but you've got to hear heaven to be the preacher they're talking about. Somebody that hears God, somebody that's been in the presence of God that can come and tell you the will and the word of God. Somebody say, how shall they hear without a preacher? Thank God for preachers. Thank God for preachers that save our lives and do certain things for us. Thank God for people that have stepped out there and given us revelation knowledge and given us some stuff to hold on to. So I'm going to say praise the Lord. It's in the word. People don't want to hear it. So we want faith, but we don't want a preacher. Oh, it all goes together. I say, where'd you get it? I got all this faith. Where'd you get it? Look at somebody and say, where'd you get it? Hallelujah. Now, and how shall they preach? Somebody say, how shall they preach except they be sent? That's the thing about it. You ever heard that thing? Some were called, some were sent, some just got up and went. You ever heard that statement? Some were called, some were sent, some just got up and went. How shall they preach the message of God unless God tells it to them and sends them out there to say it? Amen. You've got to understand that a preacher is a gift from heaven. And certain of you are called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe you're all called to preach the gospel of God. But God's got to do something to you, and then He sends you out. Somebody say amen. How will you be able to preach an effective message, the word of God? Somebody say preach. I'm not talking about yelling and screaming and hollering and taking up people's time and telling jokes and all the charismatic riddles that everybody's heard. Oh, hallelujah. And we call it preaching. I'm not talking about working up a crowd. I'm talking about say what God wants you to say. How will you be able to preach unless you be sent? I think that's enough there. That'll make it. As it is written. Somebody say, as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace or prosperity, whatever it goes with peace, that word, shalom, amen, and bring glad tidings of good things. Glory to God. Why is that so important? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That means that many of the things that God wants to do in your life, whether you realize it or not, He's going to put it in the heart of somebody someplace and you're going to hear it. Yes. So we say, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of peace. Somebody say amen. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So say glad tidings of good things. See, when you've developed, when you learn how this thing works and you learn how faith comes, you'll be glad when people come to town. You'll be able to identify a real preacher. That's why people like that brother T.D. Jakes, because they know he's heard heaven and he can get up there and he can speak the word and he's heard heaven and everybody's excited to hear it. And when every once in a while when you go to hear brother T.D. preach, brother T.D., he said, God sent me here to tell you. And you knew exactly what he was talking about. And everybody got excited about it. Thank God. We were studying in Bible school this week about 400 years of silence. How would you like to have that? Well, there was no preacher for 400 years. I'm sure when they showed, when John showed up and those different people showed up, they said, how beautiful are the feet of them? Yes. Somebody say, thank God. God's talking again. How would you like not to hear a word from God for 400 years? Then John came. Even before Jesus showed up, he had to have somebody talk about it. Even before the blessing of Jesus could show up. Come on. You got to understand, it's going to come by the preached word first. Stay in the word. Stay in the word of God. Stay up under the word of God. Even before Jesus himself could show up, there was 400 years of silence, and all of a sudden here comes John talking. Glad tidings about Jesus. He had to speak, amen, that there's somebody coming that's greater than I, amen. He shall baptize you with fire and with the Holy Ghost. And everybody that heard it, most of those that heard it, they were the same writer. Guess what? They got it. How beautiful. Somebody say, thank God. How beautiful were the feet of John that came and told us that Jesus was coming. Hallelujah. Thank God. And you've got to learn to develop your faith and to learn the way that God moves and the way that God manifests himself and develop confidence that when you hear the word of God, when you hear the bars of God, hallelujah, that it will manifest. You check it with the word and you say, how beautiful are the feet of them? Oh, leave it alone. Somebody that's going to grow up will catch this stuff. Hallelujah. Something good, something great's going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. That's good news. That's good news. That's good news. That's that good thing coming to you. Those that believe the Lord and come up under the hiding place, they will be strong. Amen. They'll be strong while others wax worse and worse. Amen. But you'll be strong and be like a green leaf. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you put your hand to will prosper. Good news. Hallelujah. Say, will I not do a thing and not tell you first? Will I do a thing in the earth and not first tell you? It's in the Bible. You got 5 to 10 minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. How shall they preach unless they be sent? Glory to God. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? And that's the same way today. That is the same exact thing today. Somebody comes and tells you good news. Amen. And you still don't believe it. Amen. Who believed the report of the Lord? Who's going to believe the report of God? Who's going to believe that God has the ability and wants to do something good for you? Listen, if they had believed the prophets, they would have been able to receive Jesus. Think, Isaiah prophesied the coming of the Lord, didn't he? It was Isaiah that prophesied Jesus is coming, and Isaiah spoke it, and he told him exactly what he would do, exactly what he had, and when Jesus showed up, none of them believed on him. Why? They could not believe on him when he showed up because they couldn't believe in him when they heard it. If you can't believe it when you hear it, you won't believe it when you see it. People think, I believe it when I see it. No, you won't. No, you won't. Because many times what you're looking at, amen. See, there are opportunities in your face today. There are blessings right in front of your face, but you don't even know what those blessings look like because you heard about it before. Let me explain it better. There are opportunities in front of you today that many people aren't able to discern, amen, because they were not listening in the past. All of the things that are going on in our nation right now, all the things that are going on in our country right now, all these things, to some people it looks like doomsday, it looks like terror, it looks like the end and all this other stuff, but to those that have been hearing the heart of God and that have the word of God on the inside of their heart, they see something different. And their faith's on a different level. Hallelujah. If you hear it, you'll be able to see it. Let me tell you what to look for. Somebody say, praise the Lord. When you go there, let me tell you what to look for. That's basically what preaching does. So then, somebody say, so then, faith cometh. Say it one more time. Faith cometh. By what? Hearing. And by hearing what? The word of the Lord. Everybody say Rhema. Say it one more time. Rhema. Say Rhema again. Now, we've all went to Rhema. This is the last thing I'm going to speak to you. Hallelujah. People get serious about God. We all went up to Rhema Bible School. And it's a big teaching, Rhema. Everybody talk about Rhema, Rhema, Rhema. Let me tell you what Rhema basically is. The spoken word. Somebody say the spoken word. Somebody say a preacher. Somebody heard God and talked about it. That's what Rhema means. Rhema is different than Dabar. It's different than Logos. It's different than the written word. Amen. It's even deeper than revelation knowledge. Many people think, well, I got a revelation knowledge. I got a rhema on that. Well, what's a rhema? No, you don't. You don't got a preacher in your head. Rhema is the spoken, somebody say the spoken word. So when you hear somebody prophesy something and preach it again and again, somebody say again, say it. Say it again. When you hear somebody say it again and again, they stick on the word and they stay on the word, they stay on the word. Somebody say, that is rhema. Everybody say Rhema. R, I want you to write this down. R-H-E-M-A. Somebody say a saying. A command or a dispute. Somebody say an utterance. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Rhema. Somebody say the utterance. The spoken word. The spoken word, sitting up under people that can preach. Amen. Somebody that spoke, somebody that's not afraid to say it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Rhema, the spoken word of God. So you should be, and many people think, well, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. So they just open their Bible and just read the Bible as much as they can. That's nice. You will develop faith that way. You develop great scriptural knowledge. You'll develop great scriptural knowledge, but we need to grow up, and people are afraid to listen to this. But let me, if we want to explain this to you accurately, faith comes by you hearing the spoken, sitting up under a preacher and hearing somebody preach about your issue, preach about your need. Then your faith will arise. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the benefit of sitting under, isn't this tying all up together? Isn't it all tying up together, the importance of, so you get around a preacher, you'll develop faith. One last scripture. She's so sweet. She's doing good, brother. We've had some kids in here. Amen. And have some. I had two. I shot mine last week. Now, Mark, go right here, Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. So say, faith cometh. If nothing's happened, get the word out there. Hallelujah. Faith cometh. In our body, you can look at this church. Look how empty this church is this morning. It's okay. You know why? Because faith cometh. What's going to change it is faith. And how are we going to develop faith? Spoken word. Get the word out there. Get them CDs out there. Preach. Somebody say, keep preaching. Don't stop preaching. Keep talking the promise. Keep talking the vision. Faith will come. And when faith comes, guess what? Manifestation will come. It starts with preaching. You understand when churches grow so strong? Why did Lakewood grow so strong? Why? They had a preacher. That preacher was Brother John Osteen, mighty prophet of the Most High God. Amen. And he taught the word and stayed in the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Somebody say, the word. Amen. And he had so much spoken word. He talked about, listen, why are they going, when Brother Osteen died, they nearly doubled their size almost. Why? Brother Osteen spoke the word. Somebody say, spoke the word. He spoke the word. 7-year harvest. 7-year harvest. In the year he died, I think it was one, he died in the last year of the 7-year harvest. And during the 7-year harvest, they increased their mission giving when he was there. Brother Osteen passed, and then right here in the city, the place just doubled and doubled and doubled, and it got bigger. Why? Because the people were able to believe God because they heard the spoken word. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And Jesus said unto him, if. The question is not if God can do it. The question is if you. Somebody say, if you. Can God do this? If God does this? No, the question is if you. Look at, point somebody right in the face and tick them off. Just tap them in the forehead. Say, if you. If you can believe. Well, what gives you that can power? People say, if you can believe all, listen, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Well, if you got impossibilities in your life and if things are impossible to you, amen, means that you're falling short in your belief. How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. Listen, people that sit up under preachers that are sent from the Holy Ghost, that are sent from God, nothing will be impossible for them. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, that means that the only way you can do that is the way he said it. So then faith cometh. So then faith cometh this way. So he said, so then faith does it this way. Faith comes this way. We all want to develop faith in all these other areas, but listen, God made it really clear in the Bible. So then faith comes this way. Now faith comes this way, get into it. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Look at somebody and say, all things are possible to him that believes. How many want to have your faith upgraded? Stand up. Stand up right where you are. How many want your faith upgraded? How many want to see the impossible thing, amen, come to pass? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. You got to develop a confidence in God, a trust in God, and belief in God that God can handle things and God can do it. You need to have faith. And somebody say, oh, you just need faith. You just need faith. How many of you ever heard that? You need to get your faith strong. Well, how are they going to do it? You know, so we tell people, oh, you just need to increase your faith, sister, and then we let them run on off. Then we just let them run on off and think they're just going to be able to do it on their own. Just go and do what you've been doing all before. Just increase your faith. So then faith comes by hearing. So instead of telling people they need to increase their faith, somebody said, you need to get up under the word. You need to get up under the word. You need to get up under the word of God. Amen. That's how your faith will be increased. Somebody say, go find somebody sent by God to declare good things. Somebody say, good things. Notice they said announcing glad tidings of good things. You're not saying good things, it's not going to increase your faith. Get away from it. Hallelujah. Why don't you just raise your hand right where you are and say, Father, thank you that faith comes to me. And that faith will get the job done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, all things are possible to me because I believe. I believe because I can hear what you say in Jesus' name. Father God, increase our faith level. We speak to faith right now in the name of Jesus. Say, faith, come to me now. Faith cometh to me now. Speak to my heart, Jesus. Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me a rhema. Speak the word to me. Keep speaking the word to me so that faith would come to me and I would be able to do what you want me to do. He sent his word and healed all of their disease. Glory to God. So say, he sent his word and he healed all their diseases. Jesus is the word of God, and he was sent by the Father. And Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. Send the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. One way. Was that good this morning? Hallelujah. I've enjoyed being with you this morning. Whatever we got to see happen in this ministry, somebody say, we can win the battle by faith. We can win this battle by faith. Keep listening to the word. Watch what God does. Keep listening to the word of God and watch what he does. Somebody say, amen. Listen to the promise. Watch for the provision. One way that you can build your faith, I've been working on these. One way that you can build your faith level is the CDs. Do you like those CDs? I'm pushing one this morning. And I'll sow it to the visitors. Okay, if you promise to listen to it, would you listen to it? Or you think, brother, if you just get me out of this church. All right. Everybody say, taking hold of the reins of life. How many want a better life? You want your life to stop running you. You want to start to run it. If your life is out of control in any area, we talked about this morning, we talked about rhema words. You have to believe that there is a prophetic word that people do hear from God. And we get rhema words here. And one of the rhema words that we had was delivered on September the 5th. Amen. Something, and that's a prophetic word. If you don't have, if we talk about, do you, anybody remember that word? If you can't remember that word, guess what? You've missed something big. That means you won't be able to have any faith in that word, any faith to pull from that anointing whatsoever. Well, this word teaches you, amen. It's basically teaching out of, it's based in scripture. It's not based on a prophetic word, okay? So don't get scared, amen. But it's based on Psalm chapter 34. But it's talking about the things that have to do with that word. Topics on it, we're breaking this CD down. That's why I like this one, because I worked on it. It's one of the better ones. Amen. It says, delivered from fear. If you have fear, it talks about delivered from fear, the much due season, the reins of life. It talks about the hiding place. It talks about how do I take hold of life. If you're not able to take hold of or grasp life, it talks about that. And it talks about how can I discern evil. How can I discern evil? And it also talks about deliverance. Somebody say, deliverance is promised. Some of you are in certain situations that you feel like you can't get out to, but this, amen, deliverance is promised to you. God will bring you out. So we want you to get out there. Y'all get some of these CDs. These CDs are really good. Amen. We're working on it. And get them in your spirit and listen to them. Somebody say, listen to it again and again and again. She was shaking your head when we were talking about Brother O.C. means you've been in the faith movement for a while, right? Were you in the 80s? 80s? Amen. The 80s. We were taught in the 80s. You got your tapes and your CDs. You don't see faith people like you used to. You used to have your car packed with tapes, you know, and you kept the tapes going. Keep hearing. And people thought that was ignorant. But you know what? That was true. Because if faith comes by hearing, some say hearing. Bell, what you're doing? Hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Listen. So they get as much spoken, somebody say spoken, word that they could get, and they kept listening to it. Now, if you're not listening to the word, you will not have faith. So the more you listen, the more faith you will have. And one way that you can keep listening to the word and listening and developing faith, amen, is to continuously be listening to scriptures. And there's a whole plethora of teachings out there that you can develop your faith in. And this one is, if you want faith to take hold of the reins of life, listen to this one over and over again. Amen. Here you go, dear. We're going to receive this morning's offering. Somebody say, praise God for that. I'm going to be, God bless you, precious. I'm going to be teaching next week on how to give $20,000 offerings. Amen. And I'm going to keep speaking it again and again and again and again. Amen. If you need an offering envelope, we have it this morning. I'll do it. You want to do it? If you're giving by cash, use an offering envelope. Thank God right back here. We're going to be here tonight at 7 o'clock, and it will be good. Amen. Now, many of y'all people, you heard us. Who else? Do you want one back there? Many of you people sit up there and say, I want faith. I want faith. You're going to just hear this message and don't do anything about it. Do something about what you heard about today. Why don't you stand and hold that offering up? Say, Father, thank you that you have blessed